Those people came in like through the border towns of Ashkelon and Sderot. Those are the bordering towns, bordering, I think the other one is Lebanon and the other one is Gaza itself and Palestine. So they came in through those entry points. Actually, they destroyed a fence, like a border fence like this. They used a tractor. I saw one video like this, where they used the tractor like to cut the fence open, and then they entered through the hole there. So the residents in those towns should have been asleep by the time those people came in. I believe it was still before sunrise. So it looks like when they woke up, these people were knocking at their doors. Those were unlucky to have opened. They were just killed. Some of them, I believe, had gone out for jogs. Some, you know, they go to the parks for gym every day in the morning. So they were caught by surprise there and they were shot and killed in the parks. So right now, we told to stay at home because the Israel Defense Forces will be like doing a counterattack on Hamas this evening, if not this night or tomorrow morning before sunrise. So we told to stay at home. So right now we don't know what is going to happen after Israel has attacked that side. Maybe they would want to retaliate also after the attack. So the situation is just, it's tense right now. It's tense. We don't even know like what to expect or what is going to happen, especially after this evening or this night. Because one thing I know for sure is they are going to retaliate.
And indications are that most of you are failing to go to work. Tell us a bit about this.
Yes, we couldn't go to work because those people, since I was saying before, it's not only the rockets this time. They infiltrated also, like, personally. So right now, the government doesn't know, like, how many of them are inside the Israeli cities as we speak. So they are trying to keep us safe because from what I've heard in 2014, these people, there was a time that they did like this, and they were killing people, planting bombs inside buses, inside trains, things like that. So I think the government is trying to minimize the casualties and the damage. So that's why they want us to stay at home until they apprehend all the infiltrators, or at least until they are sure that they've caught most of them. So knowing Israel, they will go, even if it means going door to door, like trying to find these people, they will find them eventually.
So does it mean that you are afraid of catching a bus or taking a ride?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right now it's scary. Because remember, these people look the same. It's only them who knows that this is an Arab and this is a Jew. But for us Africans, they look the same to us. So you wouldn't know if you are in the bus with one of them or it's not, you see. So it's not easy in that way. I think until the government gives us the go-ahead, we will know it's safe. But for now, it's just scary.
So right now, are you in a bomb shelter or are you at home? And what is the government telling you?
Right now, I'm at home. Why? Because especially yesterday, since the IDF was caught by surprise, the bomb shelters were locked. They were not opened. So we had to stay at home, just praying that we'll be safe at home, trusting the Iron Domes to do the job. So right now I am at home, just inside the house, locked, that's all.
So does it mean that you won't go to work tomorrow and maybe the next day and so forth?
I think tomorrow will depend on what happens this night. If Israel goes on with the attack that side and they decide to retaliate with rockets tomorrow, because that's what they normally do, so we're not going to go to work again tomorrow.
And what are the implications there in terms of your life?
Wow. As for now, what I can say is, as bad as it is, I think if you just decide to follow the rules, stay at home, you'll be safe. Because it's not like you'll just go there and a rocket just hit you just like that. No. There are Iron Domes, which are doing a good job so far. So, yes, it happens. They're hitting some buildings here and there, but it's not like they're just raining on buildings because the Iron Domes are working. So I think as long as we stay at home, like stay indoors, then it's safe that way. The problem is just going out and not knowing who you're going to meet, who is there outside at this moment.